This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. A delegation of the 16th Finance Commission, headed by Chairman Dr. Arvind Panagaria, arrived in Nagaland yesterday. The team was received by Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Wanthunga Patten and other officials at Dimapur Airport. The team visited Heirloom Naga Center, Sovima in Chumokodima, where they were given a tour by the center's founder, Jasmina Zeyang. Today, the delegation will attend a series of meetings with the Chief Minister Nefirio, his cabinet and senior government officials. The panel will also meet with various political parties, local bodies and representatives of trade industries and commerce. The visit of the team is crucial for the state's financial planning and development initiatives as it will review and discuss key monetary issues. The team is also scheduled to visit various sites of historical importance in and around Kohima on Wednesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended wishes to the people of Assam on Bhasha Gaurav Saptah being observed from the 3rd to 9th of this month. Sharing a post by Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma about Bhasha Gaurav Saptah, the Prime Minister said, "The week is a remarkable attempt to highlight the enthusiasm of the people of Assam in giving Assamese the status of a classical language." He added that activities to celebrate the week should deepen the connection between the people of the state and Assamese culture. The Prime Minister also urged Assamese people outside Assam to participate in the program. In Meghalaya, seven Bangladeshi nationals who illegally crossed into India were detained yesterday by alert residents of Bodnamgre village in southwest Garo Hills. They were carrying items like Bangladeshi passports, currency, mobile phones and SIM cards. A case has been registered at Mahendraganj police station. The arrest was part of the joint operations between the Southwest Garo Hills District Police and Border Security Force along the Indo-Bangla border. Villagers have been encouraged to report suspicious activities as part of the efforts to strengthen the security. In previous incidents, 10 Bangladeshi nationals were detained on September 27th while travelling to Zigzag, and another Bangladeshi national was detained at Bagdagre on October 8th, with one suspect managed to escape. Local authorities are working with the BSF and maintain their vigil to prevent illegal border crossing. In Mizoram, the voting to elect 12 members of the Sindong Hills Council is underway today from 7 a.m. till 4 p.m. A total of more than 23,000 voters will participate in the voting being held in 19 polling stations to decide the fate of 49 candidates in the fray. There are six polling stations declared as critical. Speaking to Akashvani News, Secretary of the Mizoram State Election Commission, K.L. Laldangliana, said that all preparations, including elaborate security arrangements, are in place for the conduct of free and fair, smooth and peaceful elections. The Election Commission has announced the change of the date of voting for the by-elections to 14 assembly constituencies of Kerala, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh. Now the polling will be held on the 20th of this month instead of the 13th of this month. However, the polling in 5 assembly seats in Assam and 1 assembly seat in Meghalaya remained unchanged, as the polling will be held on the 13th of this month. The date of counting remained unchanged and will be held on 23rd of this month. The decision was taken by the Commission after receiving representations from various political parties and some organizations that demanded to change the date of polling in the 14 constituencies due to large-scale social, cultural and religious engagements on the 13th of this month. Melori, inhabited by the Pochuri Naga tribe, has officially been declared as the 17th district of Nagaland. The state government has announced the elevation of Melori subdivision, currently part of Phek district, to a full-fledged district with immediate effect. A notification officially issued by Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam stated that the jurisdiction of the newly formed district will encompass the area previously designated as Melori subdivision. The move aimed at improving governance and development in the region following the cabinet's approval on the 1st of this month. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.